कविता 2.60
यततो हि अपि कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः। यततो हि अपि कौन्तेय वैल एंडेवरिंग कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः दैट पर्सन हु इज विपश्चित हु इज डिस्क्रिमिनेटिंग इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि senses are so wild, so mad, haranti prasabham manaha, they carry away the mind. So here, Krishna is continuing to answer Arjuna's question about how to control, how the enlightened person controls the senses. And in the previous verse, he had said that without a higher taste, the senses remain wild. And Krishna explains how that happens in this verse. Now, many important points in this verse. Firstly, this verse is not talking about ordinary materialistic person given to sense gratification. Certainly not a person who gives into self-sense gratification or even to pious sense gratification. Pious sense gratification means one who does karma kanda and then within the precincts of dharma enjoys artha and kama. So that is also different. Yatato hi api kaunteya. So it's told over here as a person is yatato, is endeavoring. So this person is not thinking that now that I have dharma, done dharma, now kama is my right, is the fruit of my dharma. No, this person wants to go beyond the reach of the senses, beyond sense gratification to spiritual pursuits. And he says, so he is yatato, he is endeavoring to control the senses. And purushasya vipaschitaha, the person is, vipaschitaha means discerning, is actually understands that that there is a difference between matter and spirit, there is a difference between temporary and eternal happiness, and I want to seek the eternal pleasure. So vipaschitaha yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitaha. In 2.42 in the Bhagavad Gita, the word was used for the karmakandis of avipaschitaha, those who are not very discriminating, those who can't differentiate between the material and the spiritual. In contrast, this person is vipaschitaha, can differentiate between matter and spirit. And that means this person has gone beyond karmakanda to the process of yoga and is trying to attain the spiritual by minimizing and eliminating the connection with the material. But in spite of that, Indriyani Pramathini. Indriyani, the senses are wild. Pramathini. So the two things I talked about this person trying to control, one is endeavoring, and the second is discerning. Vipaschita is discerning, discriminating. So the word discrimination often has a negative connotation, like caste discrimination or race discrimination. So a more appealing word in today's context is discerning. So, though the person is endeavoring and discerning, so endeavor is a matter of willpower, we endeavor, and then discernment is a matter of intelligence. So, endeavoring and discerning, when both of these are not enough, what happens is indriyani pramathini, senses which are mad, pramatta means mad, pramathini is maddening, haranti prasabham manaha, they carry away the mind, haranti. Prasabham. Prasabham is wildly restless, very forceful. The senses carrying away the mind, to understand this, we can look at the chariot body metaphor, in which the senses are like the horses, the mind is like the reins, the intelligence is the charioteer. So,
Yatato and Vipaschita would mean that
the intelligence
is endeavoring and the intelligence is knowing. So, charioteer knows, this is not the path I should go, this is the path I should go.
But despite that, the horses are so strong, the senses are so strong, just pull. So the
chariot is meant to go on a particular road, but the horses catch sight of some fruit, some vegetable on the side of the road.
And although there is a ditch in between, the horses get mad and just start veering off the road into the
through the ditch towards the vegetable.
And the whole chariot gets toppled over because of that forceful pull.
So like that, prasabham, forcefully, the senses carry away the mind. Ranti prasabham manaha. So here what is happening? Krishna is describing how when somebody is trying to control the senses and keep the senses under regulation, under discipline, the wild senses rebel and drive the person away. So how does this happen? It happens because the senses are, two words are used over here, pramathini and prasabham. Pramathini, they are agitating, maddening, and it's bad enough if somebody is a madman, but if somebody is a powerful madman, that's even more dangerous. The madness itself brings a kind of power. If a person goes mad, then sometimes 2, 3, 4 people are required to restrain the person. But if the person is already also formidably built, very powerful, then the combination of madness and bigness or strength and largeness, that is a deadly combination. So senses are mad, pramathini, and they full forcefully, pasabham manaha. So it becomes difficult, almost impossible to control oneself. And the senses drag away the mind. Now senses drag away the mind means, in metaphorical terms, the horses pull the reins, and then the whole chariot goes in the direction where the horses are going. Instead of the chariot going in the direction where the charioteer wants the chariot to go. So that is out of control. That is dangerous. Now, non-metaphorically, in literal terms, senses dragging the mind away means that in 57th verse, 58th verse, Krishna had said, talked about how one can control one's senses and draw them inwards. Just like a tortoise, it draws the limbs inside. But here, the senses drag the mind out means exactly opposite thing happens. That instead of the senses, instead of we drawing the consciousness inwards through the senses we draw it inwards. Instead of that, the senses draw the consciousness outward and cause the person to act immorally, anti-devotionally, and even criminally. It depends on the nature of the action performed. So, haranti prasabham manaha. Forcefully, they carry away the mind. And actually, there is no solution to this kind of forceful carrying away by the senses, because what more can a person do? The person is said to have two qualities which are very important, yatto and vipaschita. There is endeavoring and there is discerning also. And still the person fails. This is, can be quite scary. We often think that when we are not able to do some, we are not able to follow some pratha, say, fast on a particular day or do something like that. We often think that the problem is that I am not trying enough. But yatato, when one is endeavoring and still the result is not coming, it's so easy to become discouraged. So the important thing is to recognize that the world is going to rise onwards. It's going to move on from our present situation to the next situation. And therefore, we need to also move on. So if we just get caught in one particular pleasure, that pleasure will be temporary, but our bondage in that pleasure, our hope that we'll get that pleasure through some other shape, some other combination in future, that hope never goes. And that's how material nature entraps us through the external forms which due to their different appearances, make us think that, oh, I have never enjoyed it. Let me try it again and again. But, however, actually speaking, we are enjoying the same thing and are simply suffering. Suffering, suffering, suffering. And only when we learn to fix the mind in Krishna, which will be talked about in the next verse, the first time in the Bhagavad Gita that will be talked about, that what that paramdrishtva is, that higher vision, higher perception, what that is, will be hinted at in the next verse. And that will actually be the solution of Krishna's words when he says that when the wise are attracted to me. But Yudhishthira quickly points out that the wise are also attracted to sense objects, Krishna is saying over here. The wise means discerning, vipaschitaha. But if they can fix their mind on Krishna, as we'll mention in the next verse, then they will be able to become their endeavoring and their discerning has to be accompanied by concentrating on Krishna. Then their endeavors will be successful. That will be mentioned in the next verse, which we will discuss in our next session. Thank you.